Good afternoon. You're listening to Jazz Tones, Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Our special guest, Ms. Shel Benteen, individual vocalist, a part of the original group Manhattan Transfer, and their new release, The Junction. I just want to commend her for taking the time out to grace the audience. I'd also like to give my condolences for Tim Hauser, who was an essential part of the group. And these great artists continue to bring about four-part harmonies without any limits. They stay in touch. They've graduated and moved through the technical age without any problems and continue to do great music. Shel's last release, I really admired it. She loves Stephen Sondheim, obviously, and we'll get a chance to talk about that. They just left also. They were part of the International Jazz Day at St. Petersburg, Russia. Without any further ado, I'd like to welcome you to Jazz Tones, Shel, and it's indeed a pleasure to be with you. We spoke briefly when you came out with your last release, Rearrangements of Shadows, the music of Stephen Sondheim. And
it's great to be here, Jay. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for continuing to bring great music, you know, almost 40 years.
Somebody's got to do it. It might as well be me.
Well, the indelible footprint that you continue to leave is unbelievable by taking music from Broadway and theater and rearranging it and understanding what it takes to keep people hip. That's what I call it. You're keeping them hip and on time. But this new release, The Junction, you show how the group has evolved over the years and reached a point in time where you're doing even more great things. So please, you have the floor. Let me know more about Manhattan Transfer and some of the great people that you work with.
Wow. Well, the great people that we've worked with is an endless list, first of all. I mean, that's the most extraordinary part of being in this group. I think the music, obviously the music has led us to all these incredible collaborations we've had over 45 plus years. We're going to start celebrating and looking towards 50, if you can believe that, because it was almost 50 years that Tim Hauser had the idea for the Manhattan Transfer. I mean, this all came from his you know, brain, if you will. So with that said, it is amazing that we're still doing it. To go back to what you said, I joined the group 7 years after they had already, you know, been out there and done a few albums. Laurel Massé was the original soprano in the group, and she left in 1979 or 1978.
I remember.
And I came in, and replaced her. And, you know, I was a huge fan of this group. So it was totally beyond my dreams, but it was a real natural transition for me to walk into the room and sing with these amazing characters, if you will. So, I mean, we are still celebrating 45 years and 10 Grammys, and we hope to continue for as long as people are out there wanting to hear us. You know, the new record, there's been a 10-year gap between the last album we did and this one, and it was a gap for a reason. You know, obviously, we had to go through the loss of Tim Hauser, and I had some, you know, off the road illnesses for a while, and I had to leave the road and come back, and then we changed members. We've got the wonderful Trist Curliss, who has replaced Tim. So it's just been, you know, it's been a very gentle transition we had to make from, you know, 10 years ago to now. So, and we were lucky enough and have always wanted to work with Mervyn Warren, one of the original founders of Take Six,
right,
and a great, very successful producer in his own right and writer, you know, working with everyone from, you know, the Sister Act 1 and 2 to Whitney Houston to everyone, you know. So, and he's a very dear man and a very dear friend. So he was available, and the timing just happened perfectly for us to co-write most of the music. You know, we of course used some that were already out there, but we all of us wrote some of the music on this record, and that was kind of a surprise. But you know, it kind of came really naturally. We just started getting inspired and writing on our own. And it turned out to be, I think, one of the most transfer-ish
very much
CDs
so.
We've done since the early days.
Shel, but one thing I want to ask you, the lyrics and the Grace Kelly Moody film, Blues for Harry Bosch, that caught people off guard. You know, that's from the detective movies back in the 50s and the 60s.
I know. It got me off guard. You know, I was cruising through YouTube one day, which I do a lot. And you know how it'll take you from one thing and then it'll take you over to something else that somehow has connections to that. And the video she did, I've never heard of Grace Kelly. I mean, she would totally be
really?
Cool with me saying this.
Really?
Because she's a sweetheart.
Right.
But I had never heard of her. And I heard this song and saw this video, and I thought, oh my God, what an amazing piece of music. And I kept playing it, and I kept playing it. And I'd put it down and come back and play it again. And then I even mentioned to Janice one day, I said, you know, I found a song that is, like, built for us to sing. I said, would you want to, like, tackle it with me? And then I put it away for a while, and she was working on other things. And then literally, and I'm not even kidding, one evening I sat at the kitchen table and I tackled it. And it just happened in one night, this whole story, which just, I was, you know, thrilled that it came through me, I guess you could say.
Well,
and there it was.
You had
and
that
I
magic.
I didn't even know there was a show called Bosch. I didn't know there was a...
Yeah. And there was a show called Bosch. But I mean, I think that what the group has done is with your harmonizing, you did another classic rap of U2-3's early 90s hip hop jazz hit, Cantaloupe, versus the soul jazz treasure of Cantaloupe by Herbie Hancock.
I know. That
you
was
flipped
also
it to- like you flipped
crazy
it to-
idea.
It was your idea?
Yes, it was. I've wanted to do that for many years, and for one reason or another, you know, I couldn't translate what I wanted to do with it. So in my partner's defense, they kind of went, I don't know. But then when we started working with Merv, I said, I want us to sing this rap. And he just lit up. He went, yes, I would love to do this. So just to to combine the original Cantaloupe Island, which is just a classic piece. Come on, you know, there's only a few real classic pieces that everyone, jazz or not a jazz fan, know. And when we start this song on stage, that first opening step, people just scream because everyone knows that groove, and it really is a groove. And Merv kind of, you know, wrote a pretty, you know, wrote a melody to this rap. So we were all amazed when he came up with that. We couldn't have done it without him.
No.
So this, again, was perfect timing.
Especially updating the version. But the thing I really want to look out is when you come, are you going to sing music from your new release as well as some of your old releases?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're working up the new songs. We're doing Harry Bosch for the first time in New York next week. And so we'll have that under our belts. And Grace is going to play. She lives in New York, so she's going to come and sit in with it. Yes. So that'll be fun. But yeah, we're working on, we have about 4 or 5 out of the album right now that we do in the show. And of course, we do a whole, you know, retrospective of the group, being at 45 years and all. So we start with the very beginnings of the group, you know, musically, and then kind of just evolve through the show. It's quite a big undertaking because there's a lot of music. You know, it's really hard to narrow it down.
Well, it's a lot of music, and not only that, you've just finished performing about a month ago, International Jazz Day, in St. Petersburg, Russia. How was it?
Yeah. Oh my God, that was. You know, it caught me by surprise. I didn't really realize what a big deal this was. You know, there's Herbie Hancock, the musical director. Well, John Beasley was the musical director, but there's Herbie sitting there at the piano most of the night. And I'm going, oh, my God.
Really?
This is crazy. Branford Marsalis, you know, Lee Ritenour. It was nuts. Standing next to Diane Reeves singing Imagine next to her. It was really, really larger than life, you know. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where it's such a big event that all of a sudden it's over. And you go, well, you don't even have time to really get into it because you're just waiting and waiting backstage among, you know, dozens of people that are coming and going on stage. It was, you know, it was enormous. And it was very, very, you know, gratifying that we were included. So.
You know, I'm very gratified by the fact that so many great artists appear at the International Jazz Day, but I'm even more excited about the fact that Manhattan Transfer is coming to Atlanta. I think this is the first time, if I'm correct, other than, have you ever appeared in the Atlanta Jazz Festival?
Boy, you're asking the wrong person, and I'll tell you why. I honestly can't remember stuff very well. You know,
I don't think so. Because,
but we played Atlanta many times. Yeah,
we played Atlanta many times. Yeah, you know. We look forward to it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, they'll be here at the Atlanta on June 23rd at the ASL Atlanta Symphony Hall. We really look forward to seeing you, Cheryl. You know, I've watched you over the years, so now this time I get to see you and meet you live and in living color, as they say.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
No, really.
We have a good time.
No, you have a good time, obviously, on stage, but I think what you bring to the stage more than anything as individuals and as a group is you bring the magic. You bring the magic, and you inspire and uplift people because music is universal language of humanity, and that makes it major.
Yeah, it's kind of keeping me alive right now, I'll tell you. It's, you know, in these troubled times, you got to make the music, because it's vibrations in the body, and it does change your atoms and your cells, and, you know, and it brings peace to the inside anyway. So it's a good thing to do.
No.
It's a good thing to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Cheryl Bentine, Manhattan Transfer. They're all individual artists. And how many Grammys have all of you won?
Well, it's a combo. Like, the group has won 8. Janice won 1 for Birdland vocal arrangement. And I won 1 with Bobby McFerrin for A Night in Tunisia that we did. So all together, we say we have 10.
10
So it's
10
pretty
Grammys.
Wonderful.
You know, these are world champions, ladies and gentlemen, once again. The world champions. You know, thank you so much for gracing the audience of WCLK 91.9 FM.
We look forward
to you coming and being a part of Atlanta and swinging hard. And, hey, I'll be backstage to say hello.
Yay, I'll see you then. Okay.
Take care, Cheryl. Appreciate you. Love you,
Thanks.
Bless you. Thank God for you. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.